So we've got Ken Bradley from Crime Stoppers. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, listeners. I don't feel like a woman. But I'll let that go.
Oh,
I
thank God you trouble. Don't look like one either.
Okay, what we've been up to, we did Eugene's Fair at Bettengerry last Sunday.
Yep.
So if you weren't there, you missed one hell of a good day.
It's always a good day there, isn't it?
I reckon there was quite a few thousand people there.
Oh, wow.
So it, particularly in the middle of the day, very popular.
Good.
So, also Monday, I think it's Monday week.
Yep.
Yeah, today, Thursday, so Monday week out at Centenary Lakes on Monday the 12th of August.
Mm-hmm.
The annual Centenary Lakes Family Fun Day, so that's the same day as a Brisbane public holiday up here in Moreton for the Brisbane exhibition.
Yep.
So turn up and have a great time. It's generally for kids, but, you know, Mum and Dad got to come along to bring the kids. But it's free, and all the rides are free and everything. So get there early, and my son told me that, gets there early and gets a few free rides before the lineups are half a mile long.
Oh, the lineups are half the fun.
Yeah,
so
a big day is expected. So officially starts from 9 a.m. and goes on till 4 p.m.
Lovely.
So we'll be there again this year. We'll have our security screws to hand out free to anybody who hasn't already got them.
Good, good.
Okay. Roughly for about the last couple of years, I've been working on some new Crime Stopper signage. So originally they were going to be up by the end of this week, but I drove around yesterday and today and I haven't seen one up yet, so council must be a bit busy. So over the next fortnight then, I expect you'll see the one on Lower King Street, one on Palmerstone Road, one on Morayfield Road, one on Bribie Road. I missed another road, but there'll be five in the major roads coming into Brisbane.
Yeah.
You'll see them.
Used to have one there.
You won't miss them. They're 2 metres wide by 1.5 metres deep.
Lovely.
They're really big.
And so that'll give us Crime Stoppers number.
Give us the Crime Stoppers numbers and tell us to report crime anonymously.
Sounds good.
I've got an anti-graffiti coating on them, so council will be. They indicated they'll be up by the end of this week. They still might be, but I haven't seen one up yet.
They'll be there.
So, regarding those screws that we'll be giving out on Family Fun Day, if you haven't got those screws on your number plate to secure your number plate from being stolen, basically, why not?
Mm-hmm.
We've been giving away these screws now for four years. And I even believe it's been on TV about spruiking the benefits of the security screws. I believe that some Brisbane suburbs police stations already have them.
They do.
As well.
Yes.
So if you don't have them on your number plate, turn up to the Family Fun Day, Monday week, track us down. I have no idea where we are going to be. You won't miss us. We stand out with our pencil banners and our annex. We stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mm-hmm. Our aim is to have all residents' cars in the North Moreton, because we normally cover North Moreton.
Yep.
Must have the number plate secured. That's our aim, to stop number plate thefts. So any person who's not aware of these screws by now, got to be living under a rock. Has to be.
Listeners, I'm talking to Ken Bradley from Crime Stoppers. Just so that you know that this man isn't just coming into the studio prattling on. He's coming to tell us some really good stuff, so stay listening.
I'm always cracking on. The Crime Stoppers, our aim is to have all residents feel free and tell us about any criminal activity in your region, across Queensland, if you know of anything.
Yep.
You always remain anonymous. And it's the information we want from you, nothing else. We don't want your name, address, telephone number, nothing's tracked, nothing's recorded. But just take your time, and actually it's better if you sit online. You Google Crime Stoppers Queensland, or Crime Stoppers, then go into the Queensland, and do it all online, and I think the name and address is already there, but just skip over all that. And unless you want to put it in. I put it in, but a lot of people, the idea is to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And you can sit there at your leisure and double-check all the info. That is the main thing when you ring up with anything Crime Stoppers, double check if it's a unit address, make sure you get that right. We don't want the police checking and sitting back and watching the incorrect unit or the wrong address or the wrong side of the road. Just make sure those details are correct when you give us some information. After that, we take it from there, we process it, then hand it on to wherever it is, the drug squad, the fraud squad, whoever. And you just sit back and keep your nose clean, and we'll take it from there. And as I said earlier about the signs, hopefully in the next 10 days anyway, you'll see them up. You won't miss them. But if you do see any graffiti on them, I can't get around all the streets every week to check on them, but if you do see graffiti, as I said, please ring council. They have a anti-graffiti unit. They'll go out and clean them and keep them looking nice. They cost us a few thousand dollars, and we hope the longevity will be good. We're hoping to get 5 to 10 years out of it.
Oh, good.
So better than our previous ones we had on the poles, the flag, the banners.
They were nice, though.
There's still two hanging up. They were supposed to be taken down, but the guys that were supposed to take them down missed them, and anyway, they're still up there. So we're working on that to have them removed over the next couple of months. The old ones, they're pretty well unreadable. There's one at Bribey Island Library. There's one here at the Aquatic Centre entrance, still hanging, you'll notice, but you can hardly read them. They're faded.
Well, the new ones will be something to look out for.
Oh, they'll stand, they'll light up at any reflections at night, they'll be very good. So that's it from me today. Stay safe.
Yep.
And don't forget to lock up. Leave your keys in the car, even if you're home. I had a guy at St. Eugene said he still leaves his keys in the car.
Yeah.
I had to walk away, otherwise I'd have said something.
Yes.
You know,
silly Billy.
Just do not do that anymore. You might have been able to do it 50, 60 years ago, but you can't do that now. Otherwise you're asking it to be not there when you come back.
Just looking for trouble, Ken.
Yep.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. And, we'll look out for those lovely new signs.
Yeah, you'll see them. They won't miss them.
Good on you.